Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Never mind. I see all of you. I see all of you. Don't hang up. You just popped up. Good morning or good afternoon.
Good evening.
Can you all hear me?
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I don't know what's going on. I can't even begin to explain what happened. Hi, how are all of you? So tell me, who do I have on the line this evening? First of all, hello, this is Ginger Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. We are live. We want to thank you for joining us this evening. We're doing our show early this evening in celebration of Mother's Day, and we want to thank you for being with us. And I want my Ginger Giant reporters to tell me who I have on the line this evening.
Michelle.
Jada.
Lou.
Taria.
I have Michelle.
Xavier.
Michelle. Jada. Luke. Taria. And Xavier.
Yes.
Did I miss anybody?
Yes. Nope.
Who did I miss?
I said no.
Did I? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get started this evening. We seem to be having some technical difficulties, but we do appreciate you joining us. This is Junior Giant Speaks, the show that is for children, by children, and about children. And we're happy to have you with us this evening. As I said, we are doing this show in celebration of Mother's Day. And the title of our show is Nobody Has a Mother Like Mine. And if you are blessed to have your mother, it is truly a blessing. I work with children who aren't allowed to see their mothers, will never see their mothers again, the whole variety. And so if you have a mother and you have a mother that loves and cares for you, you should really give God thanks and thank your mother for sticking around, for loving you, for taking care of you, even sometimes for giving you discipline when you don't want to be disciplined. A mother's love is something to be cherished. You will remember it all the days of your life. And so we're going to celebrate our mothers this evening, and we will air this show again on the weekend of Mother's Day. But our regular scheduled show was tomorrow, but there were so many conflicts in schedule that we thought we'd do it a little bit early and do it this evening. And so I'm so happy to have my Junior Giants with us. I hope that you stay so that we can make sure that you get the question of the day. But I want to thank all the listeners. Please forgive our technical difficulties this evening. It was beyond our control. But we are thankful to be here now. And we're thankful that you are listening. And so we're going to go on and get started with No One Has a Mother Like My Mother. And our mothers are unique. And as the show goes on, I will tell you about my mother because I feel like she was outstanding. But we're going to go on and get started. And I think I'd like to start this evening off with Miss Jada. Good evening, Jada.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And how was your week?
It was great.
Okay. Why was it great?
Because I got to go to the park and play with my friends.
Okay. So you got to go to the park after school?
Yes.
Okay. And how was school?
It was good.
Okay. You guys are getting ready to get out of school pretty soon, right?
Yes.
That should be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready with your show, with your story?
Yes.
go right ahead, please.
This is Jada, your junior reporter. My mom's name is Kayon Collins, and she was born in Jamaica. She works at Bank of America, and here are some facts about her. Her favorite color is purple. She likes traditional style food, and she does not like cats. One thing my mom likes about being a mom is that she gets to take care of me and my brothers, and also do fun family activities together. One thing she does not like about being a mom is having to worry about her children being safe and worrying about staying out of trouble. My mom is great, and I wouldn't ask for another mom in the world. In conclusion, my mom is nice and loving. This has been Jada, your Junior Giant reporter. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay. So, Jada, you're a girl, and you have two brothers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so what is it like being, do you and your mom have a special bond because you guys are the girls in the house?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of things do you guys do together?
We read together and get to do our nails together.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. Well, hold on. Thank you for your story. And I know your mom, and I find her to be a very nice lady. You're very lucky. You're very blessed to have a nice mother like her. We're going to keep going on with our show this morning or this evening. So just forgive my confusion if I keep saying morning because we're used to doing this in the morning. We're going to keep going. We're glad to have all our Junior Giant reporters with us this evening. I know Friday is a difficult evening. People are just trying to relax from the week, but I'm grateful to have my Junior Giant with us. We're going to keep going, and I'm going to ask Miss Taria. Taria, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing, Taria?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And how was your week? How was your week at school?
It was really good.
Okay, why was it good?
Because I went on a field trip to the museum.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Which museum? What did you see?
Taos Museum.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you had a good week. Are you ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
And I'm your Junior Giant reporter. My mom was born in Brooklyn, New York. She is the oldest to two brothers and two sisters. She loves being a mom. She says it's a blessing from God to be able to nurture his seeds and teach them to love Jesus. She loves seeing me and my brother grow and live out the things her and my dad taught us. When I asked her what is difficult about being a mom, she said two things. First, it's difficult for her to see me and my brother learn things the hard way without fixing it first. Secondly, she often gets concerned about the things we may have to go through in the future. She says she deals with this by praying and depending on her faith more. She says God always works it out. I think my mom's smart, nice, caring, and thoughtful. I like that she is playful and funny. She works hard to make sure our family has everything we need. I honor my mother by giving her love and lots of hugs. I help her with laundry and sometimes even office work. This is Taria, your Junior Giant reporter. Have a good Mother's Day.
Thank you, Taria. That was a very nice report. I also know your mother, and I'm getting to know your mother better. So tell me, how are you like your mother?
Sometimes I do the same thing she does.
Okay. I want you to think on that, because that's probably going to be the question of the day for all of you to think on. What qualities your mother has that you would like to have? What is it about your mother, something special about her that you would like to have? But we're going to keep going. You did a very good job, Taria. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to keep on going. This is our Mother's Day show from Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio, the show that's for children, by children, and about children. Our topic on this evening is No One Has a Mom Like Mother Like Mine. And we're going to keep going with our Junior Giants. They're doing very well with their reports. We're going to ask Megan. Megan, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, Megan?
Good.
Good. And how was your week?
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. How did school go?
It was okay.
Okay. So it wasn't like gloriously happy all week, huh?
It kind of went by slow.
Okay. Well, you guys are almost done with school, and then you can just relax and enjoy your summer. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Wednesday, April 3rd, I asked my mom, what's the challenge of being a mom? She said providing. Why? Because my mom goes through a fight every day to keep a roof over our house. My mom was born in Pensacola, Florida, 1979, to Joni's and Joni's Brown. What I like to my mom is that she's very funny and knows how to lighten the mood. My mom is very special to me, not because she's my mom, because she reminds me every day that she's my mom. By just looking at her, because you know, we look just alike. My mom, without my mom, I couldn't be able to live, because she just makes my day even specialer. My mom is very generous, kind, and sweet. She makes you laugh the first time you meet her. She has a lot of friends. Why do you ask? Because she's very uplifting. A tribute to my mom is that I love you so much. My mom is everything to me. I couldn't live without her. My mom shows me compassion every day. She doesn't get mad or she be disappointed in what I do. Without my mom, I don't think I would be here where I am today. I wouldn't be really happy. I wouldn't be disciplined. I wouldn't know what to do with my life, because my mom taught me everything I know. How to dress, how to wear my hair, how to smile, how to brush my teeth. She taught me how to walk. So, will you look at your mother every day? Ask your mother. Should I be happy? Thank you.
I like that. I like that. Very good. You did very well. So what is something that your mother makes, what is something your mother can say that will make you laugh?
Like, whenever I was sad, she could look in my eyes, and she would just say something. She'd just play with me a little bit, and I couldn't stay mad at her at my mom for long, because she would make me mad, and then she would make me happy again. She's just so happy all the time. Her smile is really contagious, because she makes everyone around her smile.
That's beautiful. That's a nice tribute you did to your mother. Good job.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep going with our tributes to our mother this evening here on Junior Giants Speak. And I want the young people that are listening, those that may be listening, and those that the Junior Giants, to understand just how important your mothers are. My mother passed a few years back, and I think about my mom every day, every single day. It never fails. And I see the things that she taught me in the way that I raised my daughter and in the ways that I – do things around my house, the ways that I think, even the ways that I praise God are very similar to my mother's. So your mothers are very important to you, and so make sure that you cherish them. Don't disrespect them. Don't disobey, because those behaviors have consequences. Love your mother and tell her often that you love her. It's very important. She appreciates it, because being a mother is not the easiest job in the world, but it is the most important job in the world. So we're going to keep moving, and we thank Megan for her report. This evening we have a visiting giant, junior giant, by the name of Xavier. Hello, Xavier. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, welcome to Junior Giants. We're happy to have you this evening.
Thank you.
Okay, so you are a friend of our Junior Giant, Luke Alexander?
Yes.
Well, we thank Luke for having you, and we want you to know that you're welcome to join us anytime, all right?
Okay.
Do you have a report for us about your mother?
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead.
Hello, I am your new reporter from Junior Giants. My mom likes when I make stuff for her, when I, like, draw something for her. My mom's favorite color is purple. I love my mom because she loves me and she keeps me in clean clothes every day, a roof over my head, and she also puts food at the dining room table, and she does a lot for me. Me and my mom is funny when she makes a joke or laughs.
What about this?
My mom was born in California. She grew up in California. Her occupation is a manager at Piedmont Healthcare. She likes being a mom for loving me unconditionally, no matter what happens. And it's difficult about being a mom, not having answers, and making sure she's raising me right.
For your report on your mom, what is your mom's name?
My name is Tracia. My mom's name is Tracia Landrum.
All right. You did a good job. Thank you for your first time with being a Junior Giant reporter. You did very well. And I love that the part where you say that what concerns her is making sure that she's raising you right. I think that's a concern of every mother, whether you are in the process of raising your children or your children are grown-ups. You want to make sure that you did a good job. And we thank all the mothers for allowing the children to be with us this evening. And I am overjoyed that you let me share your children with me. You share your children with me and with Junior Giants Speak. Good job, Xavier. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're continuing this evening with our show, No One Has a Mother Like Mine. And we're going to talk with Miss Michelle. Miss Michelle, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. How was your week?
My week was great because next Thursday, because I got a notice this week about next Thursday, I signed up to be in the 60-meter dash championship, and I made it to the top 8 girls. So I told my mom, and she was really proud of me.
Okay, that's great.
So I'm going to run in the championship race.
You're going to run in the championship race?
Yes.
Well, congratulations, sweetie. Good job.
Thank you.
Are you ready with your report?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Michelle Hendricks, your Junior Giant reporter. How are you today, everyone? Today's topic is about Mother's Day, where we celebrate all the mothers in the world. First, I'm going to introduce you to my mom, Kristen. She is the best mom ever. Now I have some questions that I asked my mom. I'll tell you what she replied, and I will also give a nice note to my mother. My first question was, Where were you born? My mom answered Atlanta, Georgia. My next question was, when were you born? She replied, 1980. My third question was, where did you grow up? She replied, Conley, Georgia. My fourth question is, what do you like about being a mom? My mom replied, I have fun and enjoy being around my baby. She also said, we make her laugh and make her heart smile. My last question is, what is difficult about being a mom? She replied, the stresses of making sure your babies are all right and that they are happy and taken care of, but having to remember that I have to pray to God for their health and protection and knowing that He has them in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to tell you a letter that I wrote to my mom. Dear Mommy, I love you so much. You have always cared for me and Michaela, and we appreciate what you have done to feed us and protect us through God's word. We love you and pray that God will bless you greatly in your life. And don't give up. Sincerely, Michelle Hendricks. Thank you.
Excellent. You did a good job. You have a very precious mom, and I want you to make sure you obey your mom and do nice things for her, okay?
Okay.
You did a good job. Very well done. And we're continuing. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing Mother's Day. The children have written reports about their mothers. The topic of our show this evening is There Is No Mother Like Mine. And we're going to continue. We have one more Junior Giant before we go to the question of the day. And that would be Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. Luke, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you this evening?
Good. And thank you by calling me for my full name.
Always, always. So
thank
how was
you.
Your week?
Good.
How was your week?
Great. And here's the good part about it. Because next week, on next Friday, I am going to run a 5K, 3 laps around my school.
And you've been training for this, haven't you?
Yes, with Xavier.
Okay. Is Xavier running too?
Yes. These are the people only in my class that are in Hero Boys. I'm more Hero Boys, but they're in different classes. But these are the Hero Boys in my class. Me, Xavier, Gabriel, and Owen.
Okay. So this sounds like something exciting. Why are you running?
So I can get some exercise. I can run. It doesn't matter if I don't win. I'm just going to have fun. But my goal, if I do win, is to either come first, second, third, fourth, or fifth. I'd rather come third. That's what I'd rather.
Okay. Well, we're going to be praying for you and that God would give you all strength to run your best and have fun and do a great job. It sounds like something very exciting. 5K.
Yeah.
That's a good length.
Yes.
That's what almost that's a little over 3 miles. So great job.
Wait, I thought 5K
Are
was
you,
3 miles.
It may be exactly. I think it's a little over 3 miles. I'll have to look it up. But either way, 3 miles is 3 miles, and that's very good. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, go right ahead, please, sir.
This is Luke, your junior giant reporter, and tonight's show is all about mothers. My mom is Kimberly Gladney, and she was born in Atlanta, Georgia. She has two sisters, and they all grew up in Atlanta with me, with my Grandma and Grampy. My mom works for Piedmont Healthcare. Interviewed my mom and asked her what she likes about being a mother and what she thinks is difficult about being a mother. She answered, What I like most about being a mom is that it is both fun and challenging. I continue to learn new things each day. Being a mom is a big responsibility, and I am honored that God blessed me with you, Luke. What I find difficult about being a mother is time. This is why I cherish every moment that we spend together and try to have as much fun as possible. In closing, I have written what I like about my mom. What I like about my mom is I love her cooking, and her favorite color is red. I like that my mom finds good books for me to read. Also, my mom likes Mario the video game. This is Luke, your Ginger Giant reporter. Have a good night.
Thank you very much, Luke, for your report on your mother. You all are so blessed. I believe I know everyone's mother except Xavier, but I just know them to be wonderful women, and I want to thank them for such wonderful children. And I want you to think about your mom, and I want you to think about a quality or something about your mom that you want to have. I remember when I was a little girl, I would listen to my mother sing, and they used to call my mother, she started singing when she was 4 years old, and they used to call my mother the songbird of the South. That's how pretty she used to sing. And I used to ask God when I was a little girl, could I please one day sing like my mother? Now, I'm not quite sure. I don't think I sing as well as she did, but I can sing, and I think that's due to her. She would sing us songs and make us sing along with her, and she was even over a children's choir when we were growing up, which is probably where I get my love for children from. So maybe that's what I have like my mom. Well, that's probably true. I'm just now realizing that. So she loved children, and she worked with them all the time, and so maybe that's actually what I got from my mother. But I want you to think about what it is, that a quality that your mother has that when you grow up, you want to have. And that's going to be the question of the day. What quality does your mother have? What is something either that she can do or a kindness that she has or something about her that you want to be part of your personality or part of your life when you get to be older? And I want to do my report this morning or this evening on my mother because I do want to honor her on Mother's Day. My mother's name was Roberta High. She was born in Wills Point, Texas. She was the youngest child of 11. She was spoiled by her brothers because they were all brothers. She had two sisters that were a lot older than her, so she didn't grow up with them. But she was kind. Okay, you all need to get into a quiet space. And she loved to work with people. Until the day she died, she loved working with people. And she loved, I have a book of hers that was a prayer book. And in this book people used to come to her and bring prayer requests. And in this book, it has all the prayers that were given to her and the date that she took them in. And then it has the date that the prayer was answered. And so that was something very special about my mom because she would pray until she got the results. And so that was my mom, Roberta High, and she passed right before I moved to the Atlanta area. But she was a great woman, and she was a godly woman. And I hold her in high esteem always and forever. Now we're going to go to our question of the day. And the question of the day is, what characteristic does your mother have that you want to have when you grow up? When you see your mother doing a certain thing or acting a certain way, what is it that she has that you want to be able to have later? And we're going to go to Jada. Jada, what quality does your mom have that you would like to have when you get to be older?
Kind and loving and hardworking.
Okay. Why?
Because my mom works a lot, and she works at a bank, usually a long shift. And she wants me to be hardworking and pursue a dream just like she has, because she always wanted to be a banker.
Okay. So she pursued her dreams till they came true, and you want to be able to do that?
Yes.
Okay. What is your dream?
I want to be a teacher.
Okay. And then we will look for that to happen for you. All right. Let's keep going. Taria, what is the quality that your mother has that you want to have when you grow up?
I would like to have her beauty and her kindness and her kind heart.
Oh, I like that. Okay, very good. Tell me, do you have a kind heart now?
Yes.
You do. That's good. So you know if you keep practicing kindness, that's only going to grow bigger and bigger, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, you keep doing that. I like your answer. Good job. We're going to keep going, and we're going to go to Xavier. Xavier, what quality does your mother have that you would like to have when you get older?
True happiness.
Wow. What does that mean, true happiness? What does that
mean?
Even though
if you like something bad happens, you can still have fun and not be moody for the rest of the day.
Oh, I love that. That's a good quality. Okay, is that something you're learning from your mom?
Not at this minute.
But you know what, Xavier? The fact that you notice that your mom has that, it means that you're already starting to learn it. Okay? So keep watching how she does that and start practicing it yourself, and you'll have it. That's a great answer.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to keep going. This is Junior Giants, and we are at the question of the day. And the question of the day for the Junior Giants this evening is, what characteristic of your mother's would you like to have when you grow older? And so we're going to keep going. We're going to go to Miss Megan. Megan, tell me what qualities your mother has that you would like to have. Megan?
I'll say determination.
Okay.
Determination.
And how do you think that's going to benefit you?
It's going to benefit me because, like, my mom, she's, like I said in my story, she never, like, had everything. So when she's, like, looking for a job or something, she wouldn't wait for the people to call them, she'll do what she can to provide for us. So when I get older, I always want to have the determination to do it and, you know, cannot be lazy, but whenever I come up with my mental, I can just go for it and not fall back, you know. Be determined to do anything I want you to do.
I like that. You guys are having wonderful answers this evening, and it tells me that you are watching your parents, and that's good. That's good. We're going to go to Michelle. Michelle, tell me what quality your mother has that you would like to have when you get older.
I would say figure because my mom, she thinks a lot about what she's gonna do before she does it.
like, she, like, reflects on what she's going to do. She reflects on what she does and what she's going to do. And, like, she thinks a lot about what she's going to do first and then what she's going to do next.
Okay, that's very smart. It helps you make fewer mistakes. That's very good. That's very good. I love you all's answers tonight. You're watching your mom, and that's a good thing, because there's other people that may try to teach you things, but not like your mother. We're going to continue with our question of the day, and I'm going to ask Luke Alexander Gladney if he will please give me his answer. Luke?
My answer would be cooking, because my mom has great cooking skills. She can literally anything I want, she can fix it straight away. Hopefully we'll get a cookbook that's named after her, and she can make me a 12 dozens of pizza, because I love it.
Okay. Okay, so you love your mother's cooking, huh? Are you a cook?
I'm a junior cook. I know how to use a knife. I know how to make cereal. And I know how to make oatmeal. Everything else I
That's a good start. That's a very good start, because at least you can feed yourself breakfast, right?
Well, there is one.
Go ahead.
There is one more thing that I can make, and it is delicious. I'm glad my mom bought me another blender so I can make smoothies.
Oh, you like to make smoothies. Well, all right. You're going to have to bring you one of those smoothies.
My what?
What is your favorite smoothie?
Strawberry banana, but not too much banana, or I don't even taste the strawberry. And banana by itself.
Okay.
I really wouldn't say it tastes that good.
No, I think strawberry banana, just a little bit of banana is really good, because the banana makes it kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that sounds good. Well, thank you, Luke. And I hope that we got everyone the question of the day. I want to thank my Junior Giants for their reports. They did an excellent job talking about their mothers. And I want you guys to pay attention to your parents. Pay attention to your moms and dads. You are already learning from them. They are your first teachers. Before you ever went to school, these were your teachers. They taught you how to talk, walk, how to eat, how to go to the potty. Everything that you learned before you went to school, your parents taught you. And now you're learning other things, but it's only going to enhance or make better the things that your parents have already taught you. The Bible teaches you to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, that your days may be long upon the earth, so that you might live a long time. Obey your mother and father. And when you see and you hear stories of children that are, some children, it's not always the case, but some children who are dying early, dying as children, some of them were disobedient children. They did not obey their parents. Had they followed their parents' instructions, they wouldn't be in some of the situations that they are in. But when you do things that are against what your parents teach you, you are inviting trouble to come into your life. So I know that you all are smart young people. I know that you are. Some of you are geniuses, brilliant. And because you're that smart, I want you to be like Michelle's mom. Be a thinker. Use the brain God gave you and think before you do things. And think, would my mother be pleased with what I'm doing? Because she's raising you to be a great individual. She wants you to be somebody. She wants your life to be great and full. So you need to make sure that you're listening to your mom and to your dad, because they are the teachers that God has placed in your life. Never think that you know more than your parents. You might know how to play a game better than them, or you might know how to do little things like that, but you'll never know more than them because God didn't design it that way. He designed that they know more so that they could teach you, so that they could make sure that you knew the things that you need to know in order to be successful in this life. So I want to salute all mothers. I want to salute all mothers. And before we go off this line, I want to say a prayer for all mothers, because being a mother is not an easy job. It's just not easy. You can get up out of the bed in the morning and not stop moving till you get back in that bed at night when you're a mother. And I'm not saying fathers don't do that, but 9 times out of 10, the mother's doing most of the moving, because she's taking care of the children, taking care of the father, and the father's taking care of everybody, but our focus this morning or this evening is the mother. And so I want you young people to take care of your mothers. Can you guys promise me that you'll take care of your mothers?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Mother's Day is coming up, and I want you to do something special for her. Do something. I want you to pray and ask God to give you something special from your heart to your mother's heart that's going to make your mother either smile or cry with happiness. Ask God to give you something so you can show your mother how much you appreciate who she is and what she does. Because mothers, and always remember this, and this is what I tell some of the children that I work with, remember, your mother has feelings just like you. She has feelings. And we want to always make our mothers happy, and we want to make them proud. We don't want to make them sad. We don't want their hearts to hurt because of something that we do that we know we shouldn't do. So always remember that. Your mothers have feelings just like you. Okay? And we're going to close this off with a prayer. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you to the callers who are called in. I thank you to those who will click on the Facebook page and listen to this. I want to thank you for listening. And we want to thank you for being a part of Junior Giants. Let me do my commercial before we leave. This is a show for children, by children, and about children. This show is designed to allow children to express their opinions about the world in which they live. If you have children that are between the ages of 7 and 12, please give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, and we will get your child started. It could be your niece, your nephew, your grandchild, your child, your brother, your sister. If they're between the ages of 7 and 12, they'll be more than welcome. And so please give me a call, and we will get them started in the Junior Giant Speaks program and prepare them to do the things that we have coming up this summer. We're going to pray now for our mothers before we leave the air. And I want to thank you again. Please join us again on the third Saturday of this month for our next show. And I want to thank my Junior Giants for their stories, their reports. They did a wonderful job. You can tell that these young people love their mothers. And I want them to grow up and be like their mothers while they're being like themselves. You did a good job, children. Now, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness, and I thank you for these children. God, I thank you for the greatness that you have placed inside of them. Give them to know, God, the greatness that you have placed. Help them to be obedient children, God, that they may live out their days and bring to fruition everything that you have placed in them. Now, I pray, God, that you would bless their mothers. Bless them in a great way. Give them the desires of their heart. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we thank you, God, for every mother everywhere. God, make ways for mothers. Strengthen mothers. Let them know how much you love them. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, young people. Thanks. We'll talk with you again. Bye-bye. Thank you, Xavier.
You're welcome.
Bye. Goodbye,
bye.
Everyone.
Bye.
We're
going to
go out with a song.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that he's calling for. And being that he's the only God, falling for a bunch of men. Jealousy backbiting. But I know I want to be where he is. So daily I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them behind. Counting the joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mics. You can tune into this on those nights you're feeling weak, and you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light, and I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race, so I try to endure my knees. Touch me, please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face. Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. On the inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cast your cares on him and put him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave his life, he wants a life in return. Missing him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me is to find out exactly how his heart beats. But what I can't understand is why would he purposely want me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'ma be sitting here checking it until it shows up. I wanna be right. Everything that's not like him, I'm leaving it. And I can't do it on my own.
I'm not right. I need you, Lord. Check my prayer life or my role. Check my spirit, my
Check It at the Door by Jazzy Boy. We want to thank you for joining us this evening. We want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers everywhere. May God continue to bless you. And we will talk to you again on the third week in May. And we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. This show will air again on Mother's Day weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.